Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm a very forgetful person. That's why I have a daily planner. I put everything there. Birthday dates, homework, medical appointments. If I take it down in my daily planner, I'll never forget about it. The point is, if I don't, I'll never remember about it. My friends tease me all the time about this, but I probably do take my diary out of my bag more often than a mobile, so I never get offended because it is so true about me.
Speaker B.
My mom says I live in a total mess. My desk is chaos, with sheets of paper everywhere, with different reminders like buy milk, urgent, or phone Lizzie, or whatever. Strange as it may seem, I feel comfortable around all this stuff and can easily find anything I need. As soon as I have done something, I throw the piece of paper away and that's it. It's pretty handy, actually. If you don't throw the sheets of paper away, though, it can get you into trouble.
Speaker C.
I've tried many things, really. There are piles of unused diaries and daily planners in my room. I simply forget to take them with me. But I have found a perfect solution. There's a thing I'll never, ever forget to take as I leave home. This is my cell phone. I bought one with a built-in daily planner. It works like magic. I can't imagine my life without it now. It even gives beeps every time I have to do something, which works magic, at least for me.
Speaker D.
I must say, I don't do anything special to remember what I've planned to do. I have a pretty good memory, which has never failed me. I just try to make an effort and memorize it all each time I need to. This is probably due to my genes, as my parents and my sister have excellent memories as well. So it kind of runs in our family. I really shouldn't be boasting about it, because it isn't my achievement or success. I was just born with it.
Speaker E.
Each morning, I make a long list of things to do. In the morning, my memory is fresh, and I can clearly remember all my plans for the day. I put it all on a piece of paper, and as soon as I have done something, I immediately tick it or cross it. It gives me a strong sense of satisfaction, which I enjoy. But this method, so to say, isn't perfect, as it doesn't help with people's birthdays or other special dates. So I am thinking of how to improve my method.
Speaker F.
I know what I do is very childish, but I can't help it, really. I put some pen marks on my hand or palm so that I see them and remember about it. My parents regard this as strange and untidy, but I find it so convenient. The only problem is when you wash your hands, your inscription can vanish, and you may never remember what was there. My parents say they'll give me a permanent marker, but I think that's too much. They are joking about it anyway.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I'm a very forgetful person. That's why I have a daily planner. I put everything there. Birthday dates, homework, medical appointments. If I take it down in my daily planner, I'll never forget about it. The point is, if I don't, I'll never remember about it. My friends tease me all the time about this, but I probably do take my diary out of my bag more often than a mobile, so I never get offended because it is so true about me.
Speaker B.
My mom says I live in a total mess. My desk is chaos, with sheets of paper everywhere with different reminders like buy milk, urgent, or phone Lizzie, or whatever. Strange as it may seem, I feel comfortable around all this stuff and can easily find anything I need. As soon as I have done something, I throw the piece of paper away and that's it. It's pretty handy, actually. If you don't throw the sheets of paper away, though, it can get you into trouble.
Speaker C.
I've tried many things, really. There are piles of unused diaries and daily planners in my room. I simply forget to take them with me. But I have found a perfect solution. There's a thing I'll never, ever forget to take as I leave home. This is my cell phone. I bought one with a built-in daily planner. It works like magic. I can't imagine my life without it now. It even gives beeps every time I have to do something, which works magic, at least for me.
Speaker D.
I must say, I don't do anything special to remember what I've planned to do. I have a pretty good memory, which has never failed me. I just try to make an effort and memorize it all each time I need to. This is probably due to my genes, as my parents and my sister have excellent memories as well. So it kind of runs in our family. I really shouldn't be boasting about it, because it isn't my achievement or success. I was just born with it.
Speaker E.
Each morning, I make a long list of things to do. In the morning, my memory is fresh, and I can clearly remember all my plans for the day. I put it all on a piece of paper, and as soon as I have done something, I immediately tick it or cross it. It gives me a strong sense of satisfaction, which I enjoy. But this method, so to say, isn't perfect, as it doesn't help with people's birthdays or other special dates. So I am thinking of how to improve my method.
Speaker F.
I know what I do is very childish, but I can't help it really. I put some pen marks on my hand or palm so that I see them and remember about it. My parents regard this as strange and untidy, but I find it so convenient. The only problem is when you wash your hands, your inscription can vanish, and you may never remember what was there. My parents say they'll give me a permanent marker, but I think that's too much. They are joking about it anyway.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.